Now we're told the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? That was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And this is it. He did nothing outstanding except evil. He was a bad king. Verse 8, and Abijam slept with his fathers. They buried him in the city of David, and Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. Now we've come to the first good king, and you feel like saying, hallelujah, we've found a good king, and this is Asa. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and Asa's son reigned in his stead. Now in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. Now you can see that we have here an overlapping of 2 years. That is, Asa reigned here, and during this period, Jeroboam had his last 2 years. Now we're told, in 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and he had one of the longest reigns of any king. And his mother's name was Maacah. And isn't that interesting? Asa's a good king, and his mother's name was Maacah. And that means that she gets credit here in a very wonderful way because of this. And we are told that she was the daughter of Abishalom. These things are very important. Notice verse 11. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. David, again, is the standard of either right or wrong, and this man measured up to David. Now, what did he do? He took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. Now, he just didn't go for the idea that we're to be soft on homosexuals. Asa was opposed to them. May I say to you, any nation that has dropped to this low level as we've dropped to today, and it's not a mark of being civilized, it's a mark of gross degradation, and we are going down as a nation. God gives up any people that has a permissive society in this connection. Now, I really do sound like a square in this day, do I not? But somebody's going to have to talk out against this today. This is something that we need to recognize as sin today. And that it's as rotten and corrupt and depraved and degraded as man can become. You can't go any lower than this. When a man goes to this level, God gives him up. And our society is moving that way today. Old Asa dealt with it. He's called a good king. And we need today to recognize that God hasn't changed his mind in this connection.